是的，神的爱是何等的伟大奇妙。
Yes, the love of God is great and amazing.
在我们这一生中
，within our lives，
神时刻与我们同在。
The Lord is always there.
他的应许
，His promises，
必定要成就在你我的身上
，will surely be fulfilled in your life.
但是神没有应许
，but God had never promised.
在我们生命上或没有风雨
，that there will never be problems in our lives.
所以在我们生活上总会遇到一些难题。
Well, we will have problems.
因为这样使我们更加成长，信心更加坚定。
Because these things are important in making us stronger and growing.
在每一个挑战
，and every
在每一个困难
，within every challenge and within every problem，
神就彰显他更大、更多的爱在我们身上。
God reveals more of His grace.
我们更认识耶和华是上帝
，so that you would know that He alone is God.
所以我们更懂得依靠、仰望他。
So that we will know even more to trust and depend on Him.
所以我们更能够得到耶稣的爱在我们的心中。
And so that we will know more the depth of the love of Christ.
的信心
，so that our faith
不再让左右来影响我们
，is not able to be distracted or moved by the things.
不要让任何的事情来决定我们的心
，so that there nothing else in this world can change our focus or our position.
因为我们的信心在于神
，because our faith is in the Lord.
我们的希望在于神
，our hope is in Him.
我们的生命在于神
，our life is in Him.
我们的力量在于我们的主耶稣
，our strength is in Jesus Christ.
当你看到你的主耶稣这个意象
，and when you see the vision of Christ，
你就会看到
，you will see
这个末了
，the future，
因为耶稣已经给了你得胜。
Because the Lord has already given you victory in that future.
耶稣已经为了你准备了这个冠冕。
He's already prepared for you the crown of glory.
Hallelujah! 我们要感谢、赞美、敬拜你。
Praise
the Lord. 你是配得称颂、赞美、敬拜的上帝。
You're worthy of glory and praise.
今天我们要分享的就是接下来的祷告。我们今天要来到神的面前。
And today I want to continue to share with you about prayer.
当我们遇到困难的时候
，Then when we have troubles.Sorry, wrong book.
今天我们要分享我们的祷告就是这个、第八点。我们要懂得怎么样来恳求、祈求。
Today we will go to the eighth point, of my series, and that is, how to request of the Lord, how to ask supplication from Him.
我们上次讲的十二点的祷告，第一点就是我们要安静在神的面前等候耶和华。
We're going through 12 steps in prayer, and the first is to quieten yourself before the
Lord. 第二点，我们就是要赞美敬拜神，因为他是配的。
Number two is to adore Him because He's worthy.
第三点，我们就承认我们的罪在神的面前，我们知道必蒙赦免。
Number three is to confess our sins before Him, and He will forgive
us. 当我们悔改。承认自己的罪
When we acknowledge our sins and repent before the Lord,
赦免我们的罪，他是信实的神，他必定听我们祷告。
Faithful to forgive,
这就是我们基督徒有这个确据。
This is our assurance.
我们的祷告，神必听我们祷告。
That God will hear our prayer.
我们必定要饶恕别人的罪。
Next, we must forgive others.
接下来，我们必须有一颗感恩的心。
We must have a thankful heart. Grateful.
我们要感谢神。每一次要感谢神
the Lord for
我们要随时的感谢神，这是神的旨意。
And we need to thank, give thanks in all situations.
在凡事上我们要谢恩。
And
这乃是神的旨意，在主耶稣里面。
Give thanks in all situations.
接下来我们的每一次呢，要借着祷告祈求。
Next, we must through our prayers.
我们不要忧伤，我们不要烦恼，有任何的事情我们要祷告。
Present all our requests to God and do not be anxious.
将你一切的事交托给神。
So ask of the Lord.
接下来第六点，就是我们祷告的时候要很清楚的列出来你的需要是什么。
The next point is that you must be very specific in your prayer request. Whatever you ask of the Lord.
来到主耶稣面前,
because every time you come to him,
我的女儿,
he will say to you, my daughter, or my son, what do you want me to do for
我的儿子,
you?
你要我做什么?
My son, what do you want me to do for you?
清楚地知道你的祷告的要求是什么?
So you need to know very clearly what it is you want from the Lord.
这必然成就你所祈求的。
And the Lord will do what you ask of him.
而第七点,
神的应许是坚定的应许。 We must know that the promises of God are yes and amen. They are sure.
圣经里面的所有的应许从创世纪到启示录,
every promise in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation,
每个应许都是属于神的子民。
It belongs to the people of God.
就是属于你和我, 我们已经有和神有这个血的立约。
So in other words, those promises belong to you and I through that blood covenant of Jesus.
所以我们每次为什么要吃这个圣餐?
So this is why every time we take communion,
这每次吃圣餐就是提醒你和我,
every time we take it, it reminds you and I that we are redeemed by the blood of Christ. We are redeemed, we are a people full of life,
充满着希望的姊妹,
full of hope.
我们每一天都有这个等待,
and every day we have an expectation.
知道神要行奇妙的事今天在我生命中,
we have an expectation of the things that God is doing in our midst.
是我们每一天都是非常的兴奋,
so every day is an exciting day.
我们知道神要行奇妙的事在我的身上, 超自然的, 行神迹的,
he will do miracles, supernatural wonders in our life.
因为神听你我的祷告,
because the Lord hears our prayers, and his promises belong to us and our children from generation to generation, if you will believe. And in him there is nothing that is impossible. So today we need to, so if your prayers have not yet been answered, if you go through anything, there's somebody out there. So if you have any problems,
你要感谢赞美主,
you need to praise and thank God.
你知道神必定要帮助你胜过,
you will see that he will help you to overcome.
让你祷告神没有为, 听你祷告的时候,
but when you have prayed and the answer has not come,
啊, 你说神为什么你没有听我祷告,
you might ask, Lord, why?
你不要马用,
do not complain.
神必定会听你祷告。
God, we know that God will hear your prayer. So don't doubt.
因为神都有他美好的时刻。
Because God has his perfect timing.
就是这个时候, 你要懂得来恳求。
And it's at this sort of time that when you need to know
你要来祈求,
how to ask, how to plead,
你要来申诉,
how to ask supplication, because God will hear your prayer. So let's look now at Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 8.
啊, 谁有找到的, 请你站起来读, 中文的英文的都可以。
If you have found it, please stand to read the word of God, whether English or Chinese.
路加福音第18章,
Luke chapter 8.
18.
18.
路加福音第18章,
Luke 18.
18章第1节到第8节, 找到了, 请你站起来读, 来, 遵从神的名字。
18 verse 1 to 8.
Okay, 有没有谁找到, 请你站起来读。 Amen. 谢谢，请坐。
Thank you.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
耶稣做一个很清楚的比喻。
Through a very clear
example. 就告诉我们祷告要常常的祷告。
That when we pray, we need to pray with persistence.
如果你的祷告没有马上得到答案。
So if when you pray, the answer does not come straight away.
你不要放弃。
Don't give up.
如果你明明知道是圣经里面有说过这样的应许。
If you know clearly that what you are asking for is a promise of the Lord, is from the word of God.
你心里面要坚定。
Then you need to be,
你要知道这是神的应许。
Stable or strong in your faith, knowing that this is the word of God.
你知道神必定会听你的祷告。
And know that the Lord will hear your prayer.
神必定听你的祷告，你不可以放弃。
The Lord will hear your prayer. You cannot give up.
我们来看诗篇五十五篇。
So Psalm 55. Let's look at Psalm 55. Psalm 55, verse 16 and 17.
他这里说，至于我，我要求告神，耶和华必拯救我。我要晚上早晨向我哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
Psalm 55, 16 and 17. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
这里告诉我们，我们要日夜的向神祈求。
We need to ask the
Lord. 我们遇到问题的时候，我们要不断的祷告，不要放弃。
Pray without ceasing.
不要灰心。你要有期待神，神必定听你的祷告。
And wait upon the Lord because
he will hear your voice. 你要把自己的事继续的倾倒在神的面前。
And you need to just keep bringing it to the Lord. Keep praying and encourage yourself.
就很像这个，就很像大卫王，他遇到困难的时候，他还在神的面前鼓励自己。
It's like
把一切的事情倾倒在神的面前。
The Word of God says that King David, when he was going through a very tough time, he encouraged himself in the Lord and he did not give up.
这里的诗篇五十五篇就是大卫王所写的。
Psalm 55 is by King David.
让我们来再看第二处，就是以弗所书第六章第十八节。
Let's look at another scripture, Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章第十八节。
Ephesians 6,
这里告诉我们，我们要靠着。
18.
第六章第十八节，这里告诉我们，我们要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警惕不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
So Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
你看，我们要靠着圣灵，随时多方的祷告。
So we need to depend on the Spirit of God.
我们要祷告，耶稣帮助我们。
With all prayer.
让圣灵启示我们。
And the Holy Spirit will
将我们一切的事情交托给神。
And cause us and help us to know how to bring all our requests to the Lord.
这里也告诉我们一件事，就是警惕。
And this is another thing that he's telling us to do, and that is to
警惕 alert.
To be alert, watchful.
你知道撒旦时时告诉你你不要祷告了，神必定不会听你的祷告，你祷告是没有用的。
Because Satan will tell you, what's the point? See, God won't hear you. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't heard your prayer.
可能神不爱你了。
Perhaps God doesn't love you anymore.
可能这件事情太难了，我想他不能帮你。
Maybe this is just way too hard and God can't help you. You're wasting your time.
撒旦常常会这样来。
And Satan will come.
捣乱你。
Often and tell you these things.
你必定要命令他撤退离开。
And you must tell him to rebuke him and tell him to leave.
作为一个基督徒，我们要警惕。
As Christians, we must be watchful because the promise of God will come to pass.
你要知道，我们的神是昨日、今日、永不改变的上帝。
You have to understand that your God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
没有一件事情他太难不能做得到。
There is nothing too hard for God.
他能够使红海分开。
He could make the red
是以色列人从干地走过
，so that the Israelites could walk through the Red Sea on dry land. He can make the mountains to move and the smaller hills to be pushed aside.
神的慈爱不会离开你的。
And the love of God will never leave.
所以要记住, 当我们遇到困难,
so you must remember, when you have problems,
你不要放弃,
don't give up.
你要努力, 继续地仰望神,
you must continue to diligently depend on the Lord and wait on Him. Philippians 5:22 tells us that when, as Christians, the Lord will give us Galatians 5:22, the fruits of the Spirit.
来，我们来看。 加拉太书第五章二十二节，这是你我，神要在我们身上结这样的果子。
And these are the fruits of the Spirit that God wants to see in your life.
我想我们每一个人都结了这些一些果子。
And I believe all of us have some of these.
神要给我们更多。
But God will increase these.
来，二十二节。
Galatians
找到了，请大家一起读。
If you found it, let's read it together.
让我们一起来读加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians 5:22. And you can read in English or in Mandarin.
加拉太书第五章二十二节。
Galatians 5:22.
圣灵所借的果子，就是忍耐、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。 这样的事没有律法禁止。阿门。感谢赞美主。当我们信靠仰望耶和华，
When we trust in the Lord,
神就会给我们这个忍耐。
Then He will give us this patience to wait.
我们知道神爱我们，
Knowing that He loves us.
我们神也会帮助我们更加的去爱其他的人。
We know that He will give us more love to love others.
我们要感谢神要给我们这喜乐的心。
And we praise God that He will give us joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
因为假如你悲哀的时候，
because if you are sad or aggrieved,
so 就会使我们的骨头枯干，
then it makes your bones dry.
Bone.
It dries
yes.
your bones. The Lord wants to give us peace. He wants to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. When you have trouble, when there's turmoil and struggling, then the peace of God will reign in your heart. Because the Lord is God who reigns over all things.
就好像刚才Michelle有说过，神掌管我们每一方面的生命。Said
before that God is sovereign, He rules over every part of your life.
也很重要，要记住，神也会帮助给我们这个忍耐。It's
important to remember that God will give you patience,
继续的等候仰望神。To
wait on the Lord.
感谢神也给我们恩慈的心。He
will give us kindness.
就是人家 很坏地对待我们，
so if people are mean to us,
很生气地骂我们，
angry and they scold you,
我们要以温柔的话语，
we can answer with
来软化他们的心，
gentle words that melt their heart.
The soft
answer
will turn away the wrath. Yeah, 就是在
in Proverbs,
在 真言书里面， 就是我们柔语呢， 要能够使他们生气呢， 离开他们。 然后接下来我们要有这个良善的心。
And next we will have this what's next? Kindness, goodness.
我们就是呢 gentleness, 就是我们那样的很好的对待其他的人。
So gentleness, we will be very gentle to others.
Gentleness, yeah, this one is goodness, yes.
Goodness.
Okay. Uh-huh. 我们要好好对待人家。
So we will be good to others.
我们自己想要的。
Whatever we want ourselves,
我们想人家怎么对待我们， 我们就要怎么样对待其他的人。
Then we treat others the way we want them to treat us.
对的， 我们接下来要有信心，
Then we will have faithfulness through the Spirit of God.
我们要有信心， 接下来我们要有一颗 温柔的心。
Then we will have gentleness.
我们对人反事要有这个温柔的心。
And whoever we relate to, we must have gentleness.
我们不要太 严严的 对人家不好， 或者说就非常的硬。
We cannot be hard on others.
接下来我们必须要有这个节制的心。
And then we must also have self-control.
来，我们来看看的路加福音第十八章了。
So let's go back to Luke chapter 18.
耶稣做这个比喻。
Jesus made this example.
最重要的，耶稣要告诉我们要常常的祷告。
To tell us that we must persevere in prayer.
不可以灰心。
Without giving up.
我今天要告诉你。
And without doubt.
今年的年底。
This generation.
今年2009年就要过去了。
This 2009 will pass away soon.
就在几天就要过去了。
In just a few days, it will be over.
2010年就要到来。
And 2010 will come.
我要告诉你2010年。
But I tell you that 2010.
必定有更多的挑战。
Will have more challenges.
神也会有给你更多的丰收。
But,
harvest.
God will give you more to harvest.
And 更多的丰盛 abundance.
And more abundance.、Amen.
更加的丰盛的祝福你。
And he will bless you even more.
但是要看你和我怎么样对待我们下一年。面对明年
But it depends on how you approach your new year, what you do with it.
一直要有信心。
You must have faith.
你要祷告。
You need to pray.
你要期待。你要知道你的神。
Wait on the Lord.
耶和华，你的上帝，他永远是上帝。
Knowing that your God is forever God.
他是全能的上帝。
He is Almighty God.
没有一件事情能够难倒他。
There's nothing too hard for him.
你要抓住他的应许。
So you must take hold of his promise.
在这个新的一年，你要记住，你必定有挑战。
Remember, you will have challenges.
你要记住，你有遇到，一定会遇到困难。
You will have problems.
但你有这样的应许。
But you have a promise.
耶和华我们的主耶稣与你同在。
Is that the Lord will always be with you through all these things. He will always be with you.
他的应许必定要成就在你的身上。
And his promises will come to pass in your life.
如果你抓住他的应许，
if you take hold of his word,
我要告诉你，也有。
I tell you.
撒旦也会来欺骗你。
That Satan also has his plan.
也会把你找，也会给你麻烦。
He will try to lie to you. He will try to give you problems.
你要懂得你是谁。
But you need to know.
你要认识你自己的岗位。
Who you are, know your identity and your position in the heavenly. That your God is, your God.
你要认识到你是神的子民。
You must know that you are his people.
要知道神已经救赎了你。
Now he has already redeemed you.
主耶稣已经为你死在十字架上。
He's already died on the cross for you.
你是蒙赦免、蒙救赎的子民。
You are redeemed people.
你要记住你是蒙福的子民。
You are blessed.
也要记住你是大有权柄、大能的子民。
And you are a people of great power in the Lord.
你有这个能力，你有这个权柄祷告。
You've got the authority to pray.
你可以命令这个山离开你。
And command the mountains to move from you.
你可以祷告这个阻挡、这个障碍离开你。
You can command this obstacle to leave from you.
你可以祷告撒旦
from you.
完全放手在你的身上。
And you can pray and command that Satan's hand will be lifted off
your life. 他要马上撤退离开。
In the name of Jesus, and he
must go. 你也可以祷告神的福气临到你。
And you can command the blessings of the Lord upon your life.
当你仰望耶和华。
When you trust in the Lord.
当你有这样的信心。
When you have that
kind of faith. 没有一件事情能够阻止你。
Nothing is able to stop you from where you are going.
你若这样做。
If you do these things.
新的一年。
Your new year
必定有更大的突破
will have greater breakthroughs,
更大奇妙的事情发生在你身上
miracles happening in your life
新奇的事
new things, new things will happen
一定要领到你的生命上
and it will come
因为这是神的话语
because this is the word of God
旧事已过
the old has passed away
凡事都成为新的了
and everything has become new
接下来你看耶稣告诉这位妇人我 这个比喻告诉我们
in this parable in Luke chapter 18
他告诉他的门徒
his disciples
他说某城里有一个光他不怕神也不尊重世人
there was a in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man
他就是做一个比喻有一个人
He made an example,
他有权柄
that there was a judge, this person of great authority, who was able to make many decisions.
你知道审判官他们可有那个能力，有这个权柄，可以指定这个人怎么样？这样做对不对？或者要给还给你不给你？他要怎么做？他有这个权柄。
These judges have a lot of authority and they can decide whether you are right or you're wrong, whether you can have your thing back or not, or what could happen to you.
这个官呢，他没有惧怕神，就是不敬畏神。
Judge did not fear God. He did not care about what God thought.
这里就告诉我们，这个人不很好的人。
So in other words, this person is not a good person.
他不尊重世人，就是他没有关心人。
And in,
他不管别人。
And when it says that he did not regard man, in other words, he had no love, no care for other people.
接下来他说，但是那城里有一个寡妇。
And then in the next verse, in that same city, there was a widow.
寡妇就是她的丈夫死了。
So in other words, this widow had no husband.
啊，在那个时候的时代，就是希伯来的以色列人。
And in those times within the Jewish society,
这个寡妇就是没有依靠的。
A widow is somebody who has nobody to call on, nobody to look after them.
因为她丈夫去世了。
Because the husband
当时都是男人呢工作啊供应这女人的需要。
And in those days, only the men who could provide for the family.
现在她丈夫去世了。
So now that the husband has died,
她有这个很大的需要。
She has a very pressing need.
啊，她呢又人家欺负了她。
Somebody has bullied her.
当时呢，很多的寡妇都是被人家欺负。
And in those days, many widows were bullied.
因为呢，她丈夫一去世
，because there's nobody to pack them up or
to fight for them. 有时候他们亲戚就把她的财产抢走。
Somebody could come and steal all their inheritance, everything from
their husband. 有时候也可以把他们的孩子拿走。
They could even take their children away.
有时候他们就很残酷的对待这些寡妇。
And they could be treated very badly.
圣经里面没有告诉我们这个寡妇是遇到怎么样的困难。
The Bible here, Jesus doesn't explain what sort of problem she had.
但这里告诉我们寡妇遇到很困难的事。
But we know that it was a very pressing problem.
所以她每天来到这个官掌管掌管这个判官面前。
So every day she went to this judge.
她说我有这个一个对头。
And she says, I have an adversary, I have an enemy.
我有这个敌人。
I have this enemy.
我有这个欺负我的人。
I have somebody who's been bullying me. Get justice for me.
求你为我伸冤。
Get justice for me.
啊，这个官长不管他。
And this judge did not care.
关上门，叫他走。
Just closed the door and told her to go.
第二天他又来了。
The next day she came again. The
third
day again.
啊，他说官长，我有这个需要。
And she said, Judge, get justice for me. Get justice from my enemy.
他每天来，早上来，晚上来，下午来，他要来，告诉他，你为我伸冤。
She will do the same thing over and over. Get justice for me. Get justice for me.
你没有帮助我，谁能帮助我？
And in other words, she's saying, if you do not help me, who else can help me?
你求你帮助我。
Help me.
求你来帮助我。她
Help me.
切切的祈求。
And she was
切切苦苦的哀求。
Persevering.
她没有放弃。
In that
她没有放弃。
Plea.
因为这个寡妇知道。
Because she knew.
那个财产。是属于他的。
That widow knew that inheritance was hers.
但是这个对头，这个敌人把他抢走了。
But this enemy, this adversary has taken it away from her.
所以他告诉这个官长，你要为来申诉，你要来帮助我。
She pled with the judge, get justice for me.
接下来你看他第四节，他说他多日不准，这个人不要管他，这个官长。不管他不肯帮助他。
And verse 4 it says that he would not for a while. He did not for a while. He did not care.
但是他最后他心里说：“哎呀，我这个人，我不虽然我也不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。”
He says, although I do not fear God nor regard man, this judge.
但是呢，这个女人整天来缠绕我，烦死我了。
Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her.
她一直来求我。
Lest her continue coming weary me.
哎呀，她一直来求我。
So she keeps coming.
睡觉也睡不好，可能她睡觉也想到她。
Perhaps now
她来哀求她的情况。她吃饭也吃不好，因为这个女人又来敲敲门。
He can't eat properly because she comes and disturbs him. He can't sleep properly because she's there knocking on the window.
啊，她呢？她就说：“那我。”就给他伸冤吧，我一定要来帮助他，因为我烦死我了，我受不了了。
And he says, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her.
啊，那接下来他说，免得他常来缠绕我。
Lest her continual coming wearies me.
啊，你看这样坏的没有爱心的一个官长。
You can see that this judge who was was unloving and did not care and did not fear God, who was not a good person.
因为这个女人不 不放弃，没有灰心，继续的求他帮助。
Even though he was such a man, when this widow came to persistently bother him and ask for,
终于他得到答案。
She in the end she got her.
这个官长帮助了他。
The judge helped her.
这个官长帮助他不是爱心。
And this judge did not help her because he cared for her.
这个官长帮助他是因为呢，他不要再他来麻烦他。
He listened to her because he didn't want her to bother him anymore.
接下来耶稣怎么说
？So Jesus, what did Jesus say?
你们听着不义之官所说的话。
Hear what the unjust judge said.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him though he bears long with them?
反过来说，
In other words, let's
我们的神是公义全能的上帝。
Our God is a righteous, loving God.
刚好和这个官长是相反的。
And he is opposite from this judge.
我们的神是爱我们的父神上帝。
Our Lord is God who loves us.
他是关心你我的事。
He cares and is concerned about your problems. When you cry,
大卫王所写在诗篇里面，我们每一滴的眼泪，他装在瓶子里。
And in the Psalms, King David wrote a psalm that says that God saves all your tears in a bottle.
我们的眼泪不会落空。
And your tears will not be in vain.
神要抹干我们的眼泪。
He will dry your
tears. 神要安慰我们。
He will comfort you.
他要鼓励听我们的祷告。
He will help you. He will hear your cry.
当我们在神的面前祈求的时候
，So when you call out to the Lord,
每一次他都听到。
He hears every time.
因为他爱你爱到底。
Because he loves you completely.
神所准备的应许是为你我而准备的。
And what he has prepared for you are his promises to be fulfilled in your life.
是要准备你和我的。
He's prepared these things for you.
神要祝福你和我。
He has
He
has prepared the best, the most valuable for you.
神不会留任何的好处不给你和我。
He will not withhold anything good from you.
但是有时候因着我们生活
，But there are times when in our lives,
我们自己所经过的事
，the
而造成了某个场面，我们自己的决定。
We make mistakes, our own decisions.
或者遇到某一件的情况，我们做错了决定。
Our own decisions give us problems in our problems.
在那样的情况之下
，So in those sorts of situations,
我们遇到了这个痛苦之中、困难之中
，When we have pain and troubles,
但要知道神要与你同在
，We must know that God is with us.
他神要帮助你和我
，And He will help us.
这里耶稣告诉我们
，Here Jesus says,
何况我们的阿爸父神
，And how much more?
他是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的上帝。
How much more will your God, who is all powerful, all present, ever
know? 他说有就有，命立就立的上帝。
This God who just needs to speak and something is made.
若你日夜在神面前祈求
，And if you cry out to the Lord day and night,
就很像刚才诗篇五十五篇第十六节、第十七节，这个大卫王所写的诗篇这样说。
Just like the scripture we read in Psalm 55, 16 and 17.
他说：“我早晨向神祷告。”
It says, "I will cry to the Lord day and night."
下午我要向神祷告。
I will cry to the Lord day.
晚上我要向神祷告。
And night, and He will hear.
神必定听我的祷告。
He will hear my voice.
你和我也有这样的确据。
And you and I also have this assurance.
若我们日夜向神祈求
，That if we cry out to Him day and night,
昼夜向神呼吁
，And cry out to Him,
神必定听你的祷告。
He will hear our prayers.
必定要成就他的应许在你的身上。
He will complete and fulfill His promise in your life.
伸冤
，And He will fight for you.
在罗马书八章告诉我们
，Romans chapter eight says that vengeance belongs to the Lord.
所以有些人得罪了我们
，So if there is anybody who has wronged you in any way,
我们要原谅他们的罪，饶恕他们的罪
，Forgive them for what they've done.
把这件事告诉神，神啊，伸冤属于你，你自己。你帮我做决定
，and we can present this problem to the Lord and say, God, this is what has been done to me. You know, you can do something about it.
因为神为你伸冤
，because it is the Lord who will fight for you.
神必定要为你而站立
，and He will fight
使你不不能不不会蒙羞在神人在人的面前
，so that you will not be ashamed before others。
神不会使我们蒙羞在人的面前。
Indeed, God will not allow you to be ashamed before others.
神必定要在人的面前彰显他自己的大能和荣耀。
He will surely reveal His glory and His power.
为着他自己的名字
，for His own name's sake。
所以我们常常祷告主啊，是为着你自己的荣耀，你自己的名字，主啊，你要为我站立。
So you can pray, Lord, for your own name's sake, for your own glory, fight for me.
主啊，你要为我来征战。
You will fight for me.
使我得胜在你面前。
So that I will be victorious in you.
没有人再能够来向我讥笑。
So that nobody can mock me.
使我不会蒙羞。
So that I will not be ashamed before them.
来征战
，Lord, you will fight for me.
所以你的祷告就是我要举起我的圣旗。
So your prayer is, Lord, I will raise my banner.
告诉我们，我们要举起我们的圣旗。
A banner.
这个圣旗就是得胜凯旋的旗。
And this banner is a victorious banner.
这个至圣的圣名主耶稣。
A war cry banner that says Jesus Christ.
他就是我们得胜的主。
Is my deliverer. He is my victory. He is my victory.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。感谢赞美主。Hallelujah.
感
谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
He is our victory. 他就是我们的凯旋。他就是我们的圣旗。Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. Jehovah Nissi 是我们的圣旗。我们来一起说耶和华。
Let's say that together.
Jehovah Nissi 是我们的圣旗。
Jehovah Nissi 是我们的圣旗。
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi.
Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. You are my victory. Jehovah Nissi. You are my banner. Jehovah Nissi. You are my victory. Jehovah Nissi. 你是我的得胜主。感谢赞美主，你给我得胜。感谢赞美主，当我敬拜仰望你的时候，主啊，我必不蒙羞，我必不会羞愧。主啊，我必得胜赞美敬拜主。感谢主耶稣，感谢主耶稣，你必定为我来征战。感谢主耶稣，你给我的应许必然要成就。
Your promises shall be fulfilled in my
life. 感谢主耶稣，为着你自己的名字，为
着
你的救恩，
感谢
主你至圣的名，我们要高举你的圣名，荣耀你的圣名在我们生命上。感谢主，你是听我们祷告的上帝。感谢主，你是永不改变的上帝。感谢主，你的应许必定成就。
Your promises shall be fulfilled.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。这时候我们来继续的祷告，
让
我们各自的来到神的面前，求主帮助我们有这个忍耐的心。
May God give us that perseverance.
不放弃的心。
This heart that will not give up. Without doubt.
很多时候，
Many
times, 我们让我们的眼睛，
We let what we see.
让我们所看见的，我们的感觉，
Our emotions.To affect our faith,
就是我们四周围的感情来影响了你和我。
We can allow relationships and people.
或者我们的世上的知识
，or our earthly counsel
影响了我们。
To influence.
今天我们决定。
But today we must.
第一点。
We must decide. Number
one. 我们要悔改。
That we will repent.
饶恕其他的人。
And forgive other people.
知道我们的神。
We must know that our God is with us.
也感谢神。
And we can praise God.
他要帮助我们，给我们信心。
He will give us the faith.
不要让我们眼睛所看到的控制我们。
So that we are not controlled by what we see.
也不被这个我们的感情。
So that our emotions
来控制我们
have no effect over us.
也不让世界的事情
will not allow
控制我们
situations to influence or control us.
因为我们是以信心跨步向前走
because we are those who walk by faith.
不是按照我们眼睛所看到的
not by what we see.
要记住第二点
remember that. Number two.
今天我们做一个决定
we must also make
我要让神来掌管我们的心
that only the Lord and His peace will reign over our lives.
Hearts.
And that He will reign over our thoughts.
要神来掌管我们的决定
And we will let Him rule over our will.
我们决定要怎么做。为了神来掌管我们的这个感情。
Only He will rule over our emotions and feelings.
今天我们决定。
Today we must decide.
神给我们这个忍耐的心。
that as God gives us perseverance to wait on Him,
we will
expect.
必定要成就大事在你我的身上。
And as we trust in Him, He will do great things in our lives.
今天你告诉自己
，Today you say to yourself,
我有基督的想法。
I have the mind of Christ.
我有基督所给我大能的权柄和能力。
I have the victory, the great victory through Christ, Jesus Christ.
要记住。我们要让神来掌管我们的心思意念
，and we will allow the Lord to have full control over everything in us, in our hearts,
在你我的身上
，so that His will be fulfilled in us.
当我们站立祷告，赦免别人的罪
，and when we stand to pray and forgive other people,
神必定要听我们的祷告
，then He will hear our prayer.
这个时候
，right now.
让我们记住这两点。
Let's remember those two points.
第一点
，Number one，
你要悔改祷告
，repent，
饶恕其他的人
，and forgive other
people。第二点，你决定让神来掌管你的心思意念。
We must allow the Lord to have full control over everything in us, in our hearts.
让主耶稣做你生命的主，生命的王。
That Jesus will be the Lord, the Master of your life.
掌管你每一方面的生活。
That you will allow Him to rule over every aspect of your life.
你要以信心的脚步跨步向前走。
And walk by faith, not by sight.
不要以眼睛所看到的而影响你。
Do not allow what you see to control what you think.
这是我每个人安静的祷告。
Let's all take some time to just pray quietly.
阿爸天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Abba Father, we thank you.
那信靠耶和华。
That those who trust in you.
信靠仰望耶和华的。
That those who trust in you.
必定要像锡安山永不动摇。
Shall be like the mountains of Zion, they shall not be moved.
感谢赞美你。
Thank you, Lord.
众山围绕着耶路撒冷。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem.
主啊，那些爱你仰望你的人。你的爱要四周围绕着我们
，So your love encircles us，
支持帮助我们
，and will support and help us。
今天，我们每个兄弟姐妹
，Today Lord，
我们每一个人
，brother and sister here，
来到你的面前
，every single person here，
感谢主给我们忍耐的心
，Lord， thanks you for
来等候耶和华
，for a heart of patience and perseverance to wait on you，
不灰心
，and to。Please to cry out to you day and night for those things that we ask.
每次凡事借着祷告
and that with all prayer,
将做我们所需要的交托给主
present our requests.
当我们日夜向你祈求
and Lord, when we cry out to you day and night,
在你面前恳求申诉在你的面前
when we ask of you, when we ask supplication, 圣
愿属于你。
Lord, you and when we ask for justice, Lord, you will avenge us.
我们所祈求的
，and you will fulfill our requests.
按照你话语所说的应许
，according to the promises of your word.
你的祝福必定要领到我们
，your blessings will come to us.
你必定要成就听我们的祷告
，you will fulfill our prayer and you will hear us.
你必应允
，Lord, you will answer.
感谢赞美主
，Thank you, Lord.
若我们家中兄弟姐妹、丈夫、太太，若还没有信主的。
Lord, if there is any amongst us whose immediate family members do not yet know you,
但信主耶稣，你和你的一家必然得救。
We declare by faith that as one believes, he and his household shall be saved.
那些远离神的也必定要回到你的面前。
And those, Lord, who have backslidden and turned away from you, Lord, they will return.
我们要看到圣灵大能的救恩。
This is your promise.
要临到我们的家中。
Lord,
我们的教会要看到许多人来归向主。
Lord, that everyone of us.
许多人来接受耶稣基督为救主。
That there will be many people who will accept you as
Lord and Savior. 世上的灵魂，当他们向主耶稣呼求的时候
，And if any soul,
主啊，他们必然得救。主，我们感谢你听我们的祷告。
Cries out to you, Lord, you will hear.
我们有缺乏的地方祷告，神你已经成全。
Lord, if
供应我们的需要。
You have provided for every lack of need.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you,
我们敬拜尊崇你的圣名。
Lord, we exalt your name.
我们敬拜尊崇你的圣名。
We worship your
holy name. 因为你听我们的祷告。
Because you have heard our prayer.
Because you have
answered us. Because you have answered us.
主我们的哀求，我们的苦求，
我们在
你面前所祈求，你都听到了。
Every cry, Lord, you have heard.
主啊，你会按你自己的名，因为按着你的时刻，按着你的时间，为我们大大的准备。
In your way, Lord, you
prepare. 主啊，我们要感谢敬拜你，感谢赞美敬拜你。我们每一个祷告，你都会听到。
Lord, you will hear.
主啊，按着神旨意的必定要得到，我们信就是得到，凡是无论我们求什么。
And Lord, your word says that if we,
我们信是得着，就必得着。
We will receive what we
按照你自己的时间，按照你美好的旨意，荣耀归于父神上帝。感谢赞美你，主我兄弟姐妹的祷告。
Lord, the prayers of my brothers and sisters
你已经听到，
have already been heard
你的应许
by you.Lord, your promise
will be
completely
fulfilled
according to your love.
Lord, let
your blessing and your love be upon them.
Let your
glory be to you so that you will have, your name will be exalted. Lord, I thank you for breakthrough in every life. In Jesus' name, Lord. Miracles, signs.
大能的事要发生在我们身上，祝福要临到我们。
Blessings,
感谢赞美。
Will be upon every life here.
接下来我们要一起来，团契的时间。
Lord, next
when we 祝福我们团契的时间。
Have our time of fellowship, please.
我们更懂得互相关照。
Our time of fellowship help us to know how to support one another and
encourage
each other.
祝福我们
餐上
的
食物，
所以我们吃的有健康的身体。
Lord, bless the food that we will eat so that it will bless us.
感谢赞美你，在这一个星期的。在这一个星期里，神你更加要带领我们。
Lord, in this week,
让我们更能够荣耀主你的圣名，更能为你的名来做见证。
And Lord, we will have
领导更多人归向你，我们感谢你。
We will be able to bring more people to you.
奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主的恩惠慈爱常与你们同在。
May the grace
愿你在主里面恩上加恩，力上加力。
And may you grow from strength to strength and grace to grace.
蒙福蒙恩在主的爱中。
And be blessed in His love.
信心刚强。
Be strong in your
坚定在主的爱中
and be established in the love of Christ.
神祝福你
May the Lord bless you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求
In Jesus' name、
Amen.
we pray. Amen.
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 谢谢